Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Around the Yankees radio show. We're back. It's been a while since we've done the show, but I'm happy to be back, and I'm ready to talk some Yankees baseball. Yankees are doing good so far this season. Had a slow start, going 3-6 in their first 9 games, but right now they are 15-9, and they have won 8 out of their last 10 games. So clearly they are on a hot streak. They won the last 5 different series they've had, and right now they're looking to sweep Boston. So far, they've been very good in pretty much all aspects of the game. They're playing good offensively. They're playing good pitching-wise with their starting rotation and their bullpen. Their defense started off really bad. It's starting to improve. I think it's going to keep getting better as the season goes on. But either way, right now, they are the team to beat in the American League East. I guess I'm going to start by talking about the offense on the team. Now, since the offseason, I've been saying that Jacoby Ellsbury is going to have a big season this year. Last season, he did all right. You know, he batted around 270, but he's a better baseball player than that. He's the kind of guy that could bat at least 290s, even 300s possible for a guy like him. And right now, he's batting 323 with one home run and 3 RBIs. I know what most people are thinking. That is a very low total for RBIs. For a guy spent 323, and he should have a higher total, but his RBI total is low because since he's a leadoff hitter, he doesn't get as many chances to drive in runs, especially with Didi Gregorius batting ninth and Stephen Drew batting eighth. Because those two guys have struggled to get on base this season, so whenever he bats, a lot of the time no one's going to be on base. The one home run, they didn't sign him for power. They signed him to be an offensive threat with average hits, basic hits, hitting triples, and stealing bases. And so far, he's been definitely an offensive threat against other teams, and he's been stealing plenty of bases. He probably has like 9 right now, I would say. So I'm very happy with Ellsbury right now. I would say he's the best overall hitter on the team at the moment. Now, the number 2 hitter in the lineup, Brett Gardner. Brett Gardner is also looking very good this year. He isn't showing the power that he had last season, but that's okay because power is just a small thing for Gardner. Last year, he had 17 home runs. That was the most he's ever had in one season in his career. I thought that he can get 15 at least this year, but, you know, I don't care if he only gets 5, as long as he can hit for a very good average. Now, right now, he's definitely not struggling. He's batting a 319 average with 10 RBIs and 1 home run. Very good, obviously. And he's stealing a bit, too. Right now, he has a total of 6 stolen bases. Last year, he finished with 21, so he's on pace to finish with more than he did last year, which is good, because Yankees need him to start stealing more, because he's got the speed to steal plenty of bases. He can probably steal more bases than Ellsbury if he really wanted to. But he just doesn't try to steal enough. And, you know, it seems like he's trying to get more aggressive on the base path, which is what the Yankees need for him to do. So right now, him and Ellsbury at the top of the lineup is a dynamic duo for hitting for average and stealing bases. In one of the previous episodes from a while ago, I said Ellsbury should be at the top, Gardner should be second, because I know both of them have speed, they can hit for a high average, and they are a dynamic duo at the top so far. So it seems that I was right when I said that. And, you know, I was worried that they'd use someone like Chase Headley batting second, but obviously that's not what they went with, and it seems like a good choice so far. The number 3 hitter in the lineup, Alex Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez has been much better than what a lot of people were thinking he was going to be this season. The other night in the first game of the Boston series, he ended up hitting a home run towards the end of the game, which tied him with Willie Mays for 4th on the home run list with 660 home runs. Obviously, the very high total, but there is always going to be suspicion around it due to steroid use. But, you know, I congratulate him for getting to that milestone. It's not easy to get that many home runs, obviously. And right now, he is tied for second for home runs on the team with Chris Young. And I got to admit, though, A-Rod has impressed me, too. I expected him to do good the whole time, actually. I really did. I said he would finish with at least 20 home runs. I think I was thinking 270 average is possible. And right now, he's definitely showing that he still has some power. He has, like I said, he has 6 home runs, 14 RBIs. His average is only 243, but that's going to keep going up. And even with his average low, he has a high on-base percentage at 371, because he's walked a lot so far this year. He has 15 walks so far, so obviously the walks are coming because he's a patient hitter. You know, he ended up getting the count of 3-0 when he got the 660th home run. Next pitch right down the middle, swung, lined it right over the Green Monster. He was patient, waited for his pitch, he got it, and he got a home run off that pitch. So obviously, he's doing damage. And right now, I think he belongs in the number 3 spot, and he should stay there. Because who else could he really put in the number 3 spot? Now, Beltran's not doing good. He shouldn't be in the number 3 spot, which was what they originally intended. Who else is there? McCann? No. If anything, McCann's a number 5 or 6 hitter right now. Teixeira, he's number 4 hitter because he's the best power hitter on the team, and I'm going to start talking about him right now. Mark Teixeira, he had 8 home runs this year and 18 RBIs, which is incredible right now. Yankees were hoping his power would come, and it has. But the problem is, he has a 200 batting average. That is not good at all. Yankees need him to bat over 200 for sure. I think they'd be happy even with 250, but 200, that's not what the team needs. And he's starting to get out of there, of a cold streak power-wise, too. You know, he's not even hitting home runs right now. So, you know, he's definitely starting to cool down, but so far he's given the Yankees the power that they've been looking for, and it definitely has helped the team. But he's got to pick up his game, or he's going to start just being an easy out for guys because, you know, he's really not even getting any hits besides home runs or doubles. You know, he even said, when the shift began to me, he said, he's going to fight the shift by hitting more doubles and more home runs, which he has been doing. He's gotten, not all of his hits, but a lot of his hits have been doubles and home runs. So, obviously, he has been very impressive with that, with his power, but he definitely needs to practice hitting for average. Well, we can't really practice hitting for average, but he's got to start getting his average up. That's the main concern with a guy like Teixeira. And next, Brian McCann. McCann's a guy that I really expected to have a monster year this year. By monster, I'm not saying a high average, but I really thought he'd get like 27 home runs or something. So far, he hasn't shown much power. But, you know, the beginning of last year, he wasn't showing much power, too, but he finished with 23 and had 8 home runs in September. So, obviously, he does have power, but he just needs to show it a bit more. So far this year, he only has 2 home runs, and he's batting 250, so definitely some room for improvement there, but, you know, he'll be getting better, I would say. I'm not worried about him right now. And after him, they got Chase Headley. Chase Headley is playing not that well. Like, he's just getting hit sometimes, but you got to get his game up. You know, he has like 5 errors, I think. He has 3 home runs, 10 RBIs, then 243. That's not the sign of a guy who's really hot at all, but, you know, he's gotten some hits in big situations. You know, that's what he did last year. He had a few walk-offs last year. He ended up getting a game-tying home run already this year, but they didn't win that game. That was in the 19-inning game against Boston near the beginning of the year. Very good game, even though they lost. You know, Headley, another thing I liked about that was mainly his defense. He provided great defense with his time with the Yankees last year when they got him from the San Diego Padres. He was playing very well defensively and actually offensively, so they were hoping that the way he played with the Yankees last year, he would play that way this year, which is why they got him to a 4-year deal. But right now, he's not really playing that way, but like I said, beginning of the season only, so I'm not worried yet. After 2 months, maybe there's going to be some concern if he keeps playing like this, but right now, I'm not worried at all. But there are a few guys I am worried about, and one of them is Didi Gregorius. He's batting ninth. Drew's batting eighth. I guess I'm going to start with Didi, because he's the player I'm mostly concerned about right now. Didi has really struggled this year. He's batting about .221, 3 RBIs, no home runs, and he's not even providing amazing defense, which is what, people are thinking, if his bat doesn't get going, at least they expect him to play a very good defensive game. So if he doesn't drive in runs, he'll be able to take away runs from the other team. But sadly, that has not been the case so far. Didi has not been an offensive threat, not a defensive threat, but I know he has the talent to be a defensive threat. Offensive threat, I'm not sure about yet. He hasn't shown the signs of a good offensive player. But I think he's going to start getting better offensively as the season goes on, but he's not going to be anything special with his bat. With his glove, I think he just needs some more work. I'm not sure how long the Yankees are going to let him stay in the lineup, though, if he keeps batting this way. All right, now, Stephen Drew. I don't like Drew at all. I never did. I was never a fan of Drew when he came to New York to the Yankees. I just didn't like him. He never batted well. He's a good defender, but you need more than that. He's batting .167. That is simply awful, especially when you're a starter. Yeah, he has 4 home runs, which did impress me. But it doesn't matter if he can get a few home runs every now and then, but because you need to hit for average. Average is what the Yankees were lacking a lot last year. Starting to get it back with Gardner, Ellsbury, Chris Young, who I'm going to talk about next. But Drew needs to start hitting for a better average, or they need to replace him. Replacing him wouldn't be a problem at all because his deal is small. It's 1 year, $5 million. They have Peralta coming back. He's on rehab assignment right now with the Scranton Wilkes-Barre team in AAA. Last night, Peralta went 3-for-5 with a home run. So, obviously, he's starting to swing the bat well. And he should be back up in the majors pretty soon. So, Drew starts struggling. Peralta's going to be ready to take a spot. Matt Snyder, he's not ready yet defensively, but offensively, he's definitely better than Drew right now. So right now, I'm very happy with the young second baseman, Perella, starting to come back on rehab. I think he's going to be a very good bat for the Yankees this year if he keeps this up. He hasn't played many games in AAA, so he's batting like .462 or something, so you can't really brag about that yet, but he's the kind of hitter that can make an impact. Not with power, but with average. He's versatile. He can play multiple positions. So he's basically Brendan Ryan. Brendan Ryan's versatile, but a much better hitter than Brendan Ryan, because Brendan Ryan can't do anything. He really can't hit at all, which is why the Yankees should just release Brendan Ryan. Because no point of having him on the roster at this point. There really isn't. Now, Chris Young. Chris Young has impressed me the most out of every hitter on this team. Going into the season, I expected Young to be definitely a good player off the bench, but not as good as he has been. He's batting .317. He has 6 home runs. He's just simply on a major hot streak. Last night, he had a home run and a double. Last night, in the afternoon game yesterday, he had a double and a home run. So obviously he's hitting very well right now. And if he keeps this up, he's going to get in the lineup more. You know, Beltran's not doing anything. He's struggling to hit still. You know, at some point, I'm wondering, when are the Yankees going to say, you know what, Young's hitting. He's a very productive hitter in the lineup. Beltran's not doing anything. So what are they going to do with this situation? Because Beltran still has this year on his deal and next year for $15 million in both years. Because he was signed a 3-year, $45 million deal. What are you going to do? If he struggles this year, continues to struggle this year, and he's bad next year, what are you going to do? Because you have an old player who's struggling for a full two full seasons, if you include this year. Will they trade him? Will they release him? I don't know. But eventually they have to do something if he continues to struggle. And that's the bottom line with Beltran. But now I'm going to talk about a positive thing, which is the most positive thing I've seen all year on the Yankees. The bullpen. The bullpen has been incredible. It is truly the best bullpen in baseball, in my opinion. This bullpen has such great players that with such wipeout pitches, nasty stuff. They're just simply all great. Now let's start with the closer, who the Yankees signed in the offseason, Andrew Miller. I know what Girardi says. We haven't named the closer, but Miller is practically their closer, unless he needs a day off of rest, which he did yesterday, which is why the Kansas closed the game yesterday. But the point is, Miller is their main closer. And Miller hasn't given up a run yet, and he had 9 saves and 9 save opportunities. He is clearly dominating right now, and so is Betances. Yesterday, Betances faced 4 batters, and he struck out all 4. 3 on his curveball, and 1 on his fastball. Betances is simply doing great. Miller's doing great. Betances hasn't given up a run, too. You know, Betances, I was worried about. He struggled during spring training with his command. His velocity was down. He struggled at the start of the season. But right now, he's back to being the old down Betances from 2014. And, you know, if Betances really wasn't playing like the original Betances, I really think that would change the entire team. You know, not having Betances would really hurt this team. You know, I wouldn't consider them a playoff team without Betances, just because of how good he is. But right now, he's doing great, and he's definitely going to stay great because he's back in his 2014 form, which is what the Yankees needed. So right now, it's Betances at the setup man, Miller is the closer. Today against the Red Sox, Miller's going to close out the game, I would say. Yeah, for sure, actually. And Betances is going to have a day off after pitching yesterday. And the rest of the bullpen is also great. It's time to so-so. Look at Chase and Shreve. Shreve has pitched very well, in my opinion. He's young, very talented, and he's definitely going to continue to get better. He's definitely impressed me. I wasn't sure about choosing him over Lindgren on the roster. And Jacob Lindgren is currently pitching in AAA, doing very well. And, you know, I was really questioning if the Yankees made the right decision, but I still think Lindgren would be better than Shreve right now, but I think Shreve is doing a hell of a job so far, and I'm happy to see him on the roster. In the bullpen that's doing very, very well is Esmiel Rogers. Esmiel Rogers has been the long relief pitcher, and he has been great. He really has. I didn't have expectations for Rogers going into the season because last season he wasn't that good. I didn't expect to see much out of him. But the thing is, when we saw him last year, we saw him a lot as a starter. As a bullpen pitcher, that's different. You know, you can't judge someone of a relief pitcher starting. You can't, because it's completely different. If Betances was starting, for example, but even with his great stuff, he wouldn't be that good, which is why he's in the bullpen. So right now, Rogers has definitely impressed me. Pitcher that can last multiple innings. So if a pitcher's having a bad outing and they need to take him out, But right now, I am very comfortable with putting Rodgers in the game for 3 full innings at least. I would really be comfortable with him doing that. Another one of the relief pitchers is Justin Wilson. Justin Wilson has been, he hasn't been great. He has had some control problems, I've seen that, but he's capable of getting batters out. He's probably been one of the less effective pitchers in the bullpen, like David Carpenter, who hasn't been that well, great so far, but, you know, him and Carpenter have been the only two who haven't been that good this year, but, you know, they both got really good stuff. I'm not worried about them yet. And another one of the pitchers is Chris Martin. Martin is the biggest surprise of the bullpen. I didn't expect him to make the team at all. You know, when I first saw Martin, I was thinking, who is this guy? He's not good. Because I've seen his stats in the past, and, you know, no one really expected much from him. In spring training, he didn't do that good. I just really didn't like him. But right now, he's a great pitcher. He's pitching great. He has like a low 2 ERA. He's simply getting batters out with his fastball, which is in the mid-90s. He's just simply a good pitcher so far, and I'm happy he is, because the Yankees need every bullpen pitcher to be effective in some way, and so far, they have been. The bullpen is definitely the strength of this team, and this has been the best bullpen I've ever seen on the Yankees. This is definitely the best Yankee bullpen I've ever seen so far in my life. It's definitely a great bullpen, you know. I know some people are thinking, how could you not use a bullpen with Mariano Rivera in it? You know, how can you not choose one of the best Yankee bullpens? How could you say this one's the best Yankee bullpen when Mariano Rivera's not in it? But, yeah, Rivera's great, but obviously he was the best relief pitcher in history, the best closer in history, has the most saves in history, but it doesn't matter, though, because I'm talking about the bullpen as a whole, not the one pitcher. Obviously, if I had to choose the best Yankee relief pitcher, I would go with Mariano Rivera for sure. I wouldn't even need to think about that. You know, obviously, there are other great relief pitchers Yankees had, too, like Goose Gossage, but obviously, without a doubt, Rivera is the best relief pitcher the Yankees ever had. But right now, this bullpen has been incredible. They're going to really just put up some numbers that are going to make people go nuts, especially Betances and Miller. Those two are a dynamic duo in the 8th and 9th inning. They're just great. You know, if the Yankees have a lead going into the 8th inning, I'll be happy with it because I'm not worried about Betances or Miller giving up a run. You know, when they give up a run, I won't even get mad because it's such, like, rarely happens. It's like a very occasional thing when either one of those two give up run, because they both got great pitches, you know, Betances with his fastball, his curveball, Miller with his good fastball, his slider. They're just simply very good pitchers. Like I said earlier in the show, the Yankees are 15-9. They're playing very, very well so far. They've won the last 5 series against multiple teams like the Tigers, the Mets, Tampa Bay twice, and the Red Sox, so no order intended, they're just saying, because the order's not right. But either way, though, they're playing very good baseball right now. They've impressed me in pretty much all aspects of the game, and they're going to keep winning, I think. Hopefully today they can win, get the sweep, and then go into the next series, win that one, and just against Toronto. And if they win the Toronto series, they're going to be in really, really good shape. Right now, they're in great shape, but if they get another series win, I think they're going to be in the best shape I've seen them since 2012. Because, you know, in 2013 and 14, I haven't seen them in a position where I thought they were simply great or, like, just simply in a, like, very, very, just simply great position. In the last 2 years, that hasn't happened, even when they go on hot streaks. But right now, that's how I feel. And especially if they win the next series, then I'm going to be very satisfied with the way the team's playing. All right, guys, thanks for listening to the Around the Yankees radio show. I had a great time talking. It's great to be back. And I guess I'll see you on the next show. See you guys.